Welcome, everyone. This is Duke Clark, and this is my podcast, First Stories for Joshua. We are continuing on the journey. Today is day 9. Trees were made to be climbed. I don't think kids climb trees anymore, but it was one of my favorite things to do. We had 6 trees in our yard at 1101 Colonial Avenue, 5 pecan trees, and 1 cedar tree, and I climbed them all. The pecan trees were in the backyard, and they were huge, at least 20-plus feet in the air, and stretched out over the street that ran along the side of our house. If there were no low-hanging limbs, we would simply find a way to hug the trunk and inch our way up to the first limb and then climb the rest of the tree. Today, somebody would probably call child services and report the parents. But back then, we would climb out on the thinnest limb that we could find, which had to be at least 20 feet over the street. And we would bob up and down on that limb, making the tree sway and think it was fabulous. We must have had a number of guardian angels working overtime to keep us safe because we were real monkeys. My sister Debbie fell out of at least 3 trees that I can remember and was knocked out a few times. Never seriously injured, but I never fell. I guess I thought I was invincible. I never personally did it, but a friend of mine would climb the pine trees in a pine grove and get at the very top and then start to make the tree sway back and forth, and then at just the right time, he would jump to the next tree and then start again. We didn't have a lot of TV to watch back then, only 2 channels in our town, and there were no video games or computers to play with, so we entertained ourselves with wonderful adventures like climbing trees. I used these memories a lot in my stories for Joshua. In fact, in one story, Joshua and his friend Nathan climbed a big tree on a hill so they could see Jerusalem and the temple. It was a fun memory of my childhood, and I used it in these stories. Those boys in the story lived in the first century AD, so they had to make up games and entertain themselves constantly. I drew a lot from my childhood as I wrote these scenes, and I hope you'll take a chance at some point to go listen to them and see if you like them. You can find them at goodnewspublications.com. Trees meant leaves, so every fall, Debbie and I would have to rake them up and pick up all the pecans that fell from those trees. We would rake them into piles in the gutter in the street. Then Daddy would come out and supervise the burning. He never did any raking. That was left to us. I loved the smell of burning leaves, and back then everyone did it. There were no pollution freaks yelling at you, and certainly no trash collection of leaves, grass clippings, or anything else like they have today. We would jump over the burning piles, through the smoke, and think nothing of it. Some might think that was unsafe for little kids to jump through burning piles of leaves, but that was nothing compared to the fogging machine. What was a fogging machine? Well, in eastern North Carolina, we had mosquitoes, big mosquitoes. And the best way to get rid of them was for a Jeep to pull a machine that put out a thick white fog of smoke behind it to kill the mosquitoes. When the machine came down the street, all our friends would come out and we would gleefully run behind the Jeep, weaving in and out of the thick white cloud it left behind. No one questioned it. We were just kids having fun. No one stopped us or said it wasn't safe. As you come out of the cloud, the white smoke would linger on your clothes for a moment and then fade away. We didn't breathe in the cloud, just ran through it. It was years later that we found out that the cloud was actually DDT, a now banned and deadly substance. But who knew? We played hard and lived life to the fullest. That's just what you did in those days. So, hope you come back tomorrow for another session, which will be day 10 on this little journey. Until then, have a great day, evening, or whatever it might be for you, and we'll talk to you later.